Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
But joining us this morning here on the show, tomorrow, Texans and Lions on CBS, 12:30 Eastern time. That other pregame show on CBS Sports Network, Sundays, 8 until noon. Joining us this morning from CBS Sports, our friend Amy Trask. Amy, good morning.
Well, good morning, and I hope we get to spend this whole block of time talking about those aliens you were just discussing.
Are you a believer, Amy?
You know, I certainly won't rule it out. I think it's very myopic of us to think that we are possibly the only planet in the only galaxy that has the only human life on it. So sure, bring on. You know, can I tell you a quick alien story?
Please.
When I was a very, very, very little girl, I said to my dad, what is it going to take for everyone in the whole world to be friends? I used that language because I was a little girl. I said, what's it going to take for all of us to be friends, for everyone on the whole planet to be friends? And he thought about it for a while, and he said, you know what? Possibly an alien invasion or the threat or perceived threat of an alien invasion, because then we can all unite. So I say, bring on the aliens.
Bring on the alien invasion.
Bring
Amy
on.
Trask, CBS Sports, the headline tomorrow. War of the Worlds. Tomorrow, we've got Texans and Lions, and nobody knows quite where the Texans are going to go in terms of their coaching search or their GM search. But you've been in the front office before. You've been an executive for a long time in the NFL. What would you advise the Texans to look for in those two positions?
To do a very, very broad search, an inclusive search, to speak to any number of people before honing in on one. In other words, don't rush to judgment. You've had some stumbles and bumbles along the way. You've made some questionable decisions along the way. Take a little bit of time. You do have a head start to start thinking because you were the first team to relieve your coach of duties. So I think that Cal McNair should reach out to some very, very smart, capable people around the league, to some other team owners, some other team GMs, which he would have to then do with the owner, okay, and learn what it is he should be looking for.
You have two sides of this coin. You have the franchise quarterback, Deshaun Watson, locked up under contract, but you also have some other bad contracts, not a lot of financial flexibility. Do you think that this is an appetizing job for good candidates or a little bit of a worrisome one?
You know, I view every one of the 32 jobs as appetizing jobs, to use your expression, because there are only 32 of them. And sure, some may be more glamorous than others, some may be more enticing than others from a roster standpoint, but at the end of the day, there's only 32 of these jobs in the world, and there's a lot more than 32 people that want them. So if you look at it simply in terms of supply and demand, I think they're all appetizing.
Amy Trask joins us tomorrow, Texans and Lions. 3 years in, Matt Patricia has not been able to turn around the Lions. Before him was Jim Caldwell. And all he did was go to the postseason and have a couple of winning seasons, despite it was 9-7, but it was still winning seasons in Detroit. What do you think has been the problem in Detroit for Patricia and Quinn and trying to turn it around?
Boy, I thought Patricia would do better. I am surprised. And, of course, Jim did do better than many coaches have done of late. And, by the way, someone spectacular in that front office, Tom LaWand, is not there anymore. So they've had a lot of turnover. I'm not sure they've really honed in on a particular direction in which they wish to go. And, you know, I don't know that there's a solid single answer to that, but there's a lot of pieces missing there.
I'm interested that you said you thought that Patricia would be better. What qualities did he bring to the table that you thought would lead to success?
Intelligence. I value that. He's extremely, extremely smart. From all accounts of people with whom I've spoken, he exhibited good leadership qualities when he was with the Patriots. I don't know what's going on in Detroit from an inside-out standpoint, so I don't know if his efforts to lead are being thwarted or derailed, or if he's having a little bit of trouble adjusting from an assistant role into a head coaching role because they are very different. I know this. I don't think I would judge him entirely by this one tenure. It may be organizational as opposed to simply relating to him.
Tomorrow we get Washington and Dallas taking on the Cowboys. And once again, it's going to be a Washington football game that does not have Dwayne Haskins starting under center. What do you take it to mean that despite Washington only having three wins, Haskins does not seem able to crack the starting job?
Well, you know, I can make all sorts of fun little quips about the fact that that division is still very much up for grabs. But putting the fun and the teasing aside, because there's no team in the division with more than three wins, it still is up for grabs. Any one of those four teams. And by the way, let me do the math for you. Between all the teams in that division, there's still only 12 wins. 3 times 4 is 12. Each of those teams has only three wins, yet any of those teams can win the division. And I do think it's telling that he's not starting, because I notice about Ron Rivera. Ron Rivera is going to put on the field the players he believes best enable them to compete for that division. So the fact that Dwayne isn't starting says to me he doesn't believe Dwayne gives him the best chance. Now, I don't know if that's right or wrong, but I do know that Ron would put on the field the player that best positions them to win.
Late game, Ravens and Steelers. It's always interesting to me to try to figure out how much going undefeated matters. It happens every couple of years where a team gets to 10-0, 11-0, 12-0, and then there's this great debate, do you push for 16-0 or do you rest players? The Patriots went for 16-0, they got it, lost in the Super Bowl. Other teams have rested some players like the Colts did back in 2010, I think it was. They ended up getting to the Super Bowl, but losing. When it comes to internal decisions like that, how do you think the Steelers or other organizations handle it?
Well, I think all the teams handle it very, very differently. And I will, in other words, 32 teams, 32 different approaches. But I'll throw one other factor in there for you. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world heading into the playoffs to lose a game. I think there's value in losing a game, or there can be value. Let me put it that way. You know what? Let your team know what it feels like to lose a game. Regroup, and by the way, I mean this, of course, once you've clinched the division, once you've clinched home field advantage. In other words, if you've clinched the division, if you've clinched home field advantage through the playoffs, I don't think losing a game is necessarily a bad thing. It may cause you to refocus, readjust, and I, you know, 16-0, terrific, wonderful, but your eyes should be on the playoffs. Once you've clinched everything, focus on doing whatever it takes to win. And if you've got some players who are dinged, who are banged, and you need to sit them, sit them.
Well, I'm reminded of last year's Ravens team that started out 2-2 and then rattled off 12 straight wins to end the season and then lost in their first divisional round playoff game against the Titans. Do you think that they could have benefited from a loss down the stretch to prepare them for the postseason?
You know, as someone said to me very early in my career, coulda, shoulda, woulda, never played a down. But I do think that maybe you know, it's hard to use a word like complacency because I don't think there's a complacent bone in John Harbaugh's body. I don't believe there's a complacent bone in Lamar Jackson's body. But, you know, maybe you kind of get used to winning and maybe you take it a little bit for granted. And maybe a loss down the road would have been a wake-up call. But as I said, coulda, shoulda, woulda, never played a down.
Well, Amy Trask, I know that all of us here on the DA Show always appreciate your time with us. It's always so much fun to catch up with you. And so tomorrow at the Thanksgiving dinner table, we'll be thanking our powers above for health and wellness and hopefully world peace and an alien invasion at some point in time during our lifetimes.
And just to be clear, my dad said either the threat of an alien invasion or the perceived threat. So maybe we'll go with the latter. But I do. You know what? If we can achieve world peace and world friendship because we think the aliens are coming, bring on the aliens.
Tomorrow on CBS is Texans and Lions, 12:30 Eastern kick. And then that other pregame show on Sunday, noon, 8 until noon Eastern time on CBS Sports Network. Amy, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks, as always, for joining us.
You as well.
Okay. Amy Trask joining us this morning here on the show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.